I'm joined in the studio by Chef Amy Mehta, the owner of Dinner Parties, who provide innovative, authentic Indian cuisine. I knew I was going to stumble over that word. She's also a two-time TV chef competition winner as well, and we're going to be talking about that. And the reason we're a little bit late is because I didn't know she was going to be bringing in some food this morning, which she's reheated, which I'm really happy. So thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, before we talk about the dinner parties and I sample some of the fantastic food, how did you get into cooking?
Oh, I think cooking because I love food. My love for food just, and once I got married and I knew my mum wasn't here, I had to just get on and get on with it kind of thing. So that's how I started cooking, just experimenting, learning from magazines, YouTube, books, and Oh, no, I love it. I find it relaxing.
And what about your mum? Was she very inspirational?
She's brilliant. She's a very, very good cook. I think we were very spoiled just growing up because we just had all this amazing food. It's only later when you don't have mum around and you're like, oh, my God, the Indian restaurants here were, I would say, not great. They were not amazing. And so that's when I started missing my mum's food and nonstop calling backwards and forward to India and how do you make this? How did you do this? And that's how I just got into cooking. In India, we are very lucky. I think everything, I mean, even the Italian food in India tastes better than the Italian food in Italy or the Chinese in China than compared to India. Indians just, I think we have a way of just adding on our own little spices and it just tastes much better.
Now, I was going to talk about Jainism.
I was born into a Jain family. My parents were Jain and I think we were just taught this is the the best religion, or I think it's just no harm. It's very, what do you say, very human. It's like, so Jains won't even eat onions and potatoes because they are grown under the ground.
Yep.
Because it could have small insects or microorganisms. So, we were just brought up like that. So we were not touching Jain food. It seems it's really healthy and it's a very scientific way of doing stuff. So we used to eat before sunset and now people are doing it deliberately, like we are trying to fast over a few hours before sleeping and things like that. So
so it's completely vegetarian.
Completely
and as you
vegetarian,
said about, and as you said about the vegetables, the ones that grow underground that could possibly have even little insects and stuff.
You can't. So carrots as well. Growing up, I mean, I do eat carrots now, but we were not allowed to. Like we were not eating carrots or anything like that. So.
And there are. And how big is the religion?
Oh, Jainism. God, yeah, it's spreading. It is widespread and a lot of different countries. It's almost like Buddhism and Jainism. It's very similar. There is still a huge population in India, to be honest, compared to the rest of the world. But I think the way the whole world is going vegetarian, I think we are not so far from getting there.
Now, you've been on television with Marco Pierre-White because you won Humble Pie and you also won Come Dine With Me.
I think Come Dine With Me just happened through Facebook. There was lots of posts on who are the home chefs, who wants to get on it, if you have some, if you like cooking. And I love the show as well. So I did used to see the show a lot. And then I thought, oh, why not I try it? And I was very lucky. I just got into it. I mean, there was 800 applicants in that year when I had asked for. And it was really good experience because all of us are still friends from that group. And I've kind of got friends for life, so it's quite good. And that has been a long time now. I think it's been almost 5 years, and it was a great experience.
Yeah, but it's good because they repeat these things.
Yes,
as well,
they do repeat. Yeah. I know occasionally when I go in Saints, we think, are you that woman from Come Dine? So it is quite nice. Yeah, I did enjoy doing the show. But Humble Pie was more serious. It was more not about hosting, but about my cooking skills, which was quite good. It was almost like a proper cooking competition, and you move forward each stage. And I just can't believe I won that. That was just something else. And Marco Pierre-White saying such amazing things about my food on television. That was a great achievement.
Were you quite nervous to meet him?
I was nervous. I was just shaking like I am now. I think I was just, I was too nervous. But I think once you start the timer and once they say you've got your 30 minutes or 40 minutes, you literally just go for it. You have to do your best. It was so good that it was on vegetarian. So it was quite good because I love cooking Indian food and I could showcase some of my vegetarian dishes. So
Now, what we got here, because I'm going to have a nibble.
Okay, because it was early morning, I didn't know what to do for you, but I've done you methi rice. That's called fenugreek.
Yes.
And that's really healthy again, very good for bones, kidney, just everything. And it tastes really nice cold as well.
Because I don't like double dipping when you put another. Do you know what? I hate people when they go to a buffet, it's my worst fear. They put a spoon in, eat it, and then put it back in the food. Oh, I get really annoyed about that.
But this is all yours, so it's fine. I'm not taking it. I hope it's not too hot for you. Is it hot? It's cold. It will taste amazing warm, but yeah, I think it
is. Oh, that is lovely. That is lovely.
So it's just simple onions.
It's fenugreek. I don't think I've had that before.
That's methi, it's called. They do a lot of methi dishes nowadays because it's so good for your bones.
Has it got butter? Is it butter ghee in it? What's the...
No.
They say so creamy. It tastes really creamy.
It's just onions, tomatoes, garlic, and all the spices.
No butter at all.
No fat.
Now, that is amazing.
Hardly any oil at all. So,
really?
Yeah.
It tastes creamy. So you've got all the spices, but it tastes like it's got butter in it. There's nothing in there. You can marry me.
Okay.
That is lovely.
That's it. I need someone.
That is fabulous. And I've got something else to nibble. I'm enjoying myself in the studio. What are these?
Okay, so these are just simple potato toasties. So this is our savior. If you suddenly have guests, which we always do, and you need to just quickly make something, that's when we just boil some potatoes, all the spices, and just toast it. It's just very simple. I hope you like it. I hope it's not too hot, though. It's just simple, quick food. Oh, wow. And I just thought, just before leaving, I said, I must take you something. So
you see, the thing is, I do eat meat. I eat more chicken, probably more than anything else, because I try not to eat lamb because I feel guilty, but I do cook it occasionally. This food is so nice that you don't miss the meat.
This is exactly what my husband
especially
says, because he just says a vegetarian is so tasty that I don't miss it, but otherwise,
Talk amongst yourself.
Sorry, you're enjoying. Sorry, I should have got you some ketchup with it or something.
That is lovely. I would never have thought to put potato in a toasty. So again, it's potato and what else is it? And you've got some
just
chili.
Lots of lemon, salt, chaat masala. Just
and that is good.
Stuff.
And that's good for you as well.
It's just filling. I don't know if it's good. No, it is delicious. I mean, Jane's on our fasting days as well. The kind of food we get, it's like delicious. I'm forever happy to fast.
And that is just about the right amount of heat for me. I can eat a lot hotter than that, but I love the way that the spices hit.